Advice. This is where we drink whiskey and talk about advertising. I'm your host, Aiden Eaton, and with us today we have David Teller, Director of Digital, and Josh Mangum, the Director of Strategy at Wickr. Today we're talking about the video trends in advertising, how it's utilized. So I'll let you guys start. What role does video kind of play in advertising? How important is it?
These days, pretty big deal. I mean, you're looking at your Instagram Reels and TikTok. For a lot of businesses, video is more impactful than any other method in terms of getting in front of customers and communicating your business.
Yeah, I think just the way that people absorb information these days, it's all video. Every social platform is dominated by video. Every ad platform has got lots of great video options just about. So for advertising and just for branding and for marketing in general, video is crucial, I would say. And gaining value. It's been crucial for a long time. It's been important for a long time. Now it's becoming so practical for any business that knows what they're doing to take advantage of it that it's just, you know, it has to be a cornerstone of your marketing strategy or your content strategy, at least.
Yeah. With TikTok being so popular, it just kind of went away and came back, and I feel like it came back stronger than it left. Do you think businesses should be on TikTok?
We get asked that question a lot. My first recommendation to clients in general is focus on the social media that you're either already actively on or you know you can fully support. But if you're not used to doing video recording, you're not used to TikTok, you don't use it naturally, you know, in your personal use, it's a big hurdle to kind of get into unless you want to hire an agency that takes that over for you. But that's kind of where that hurdle is. But in terms of if you do or you are able to produce videos, TikTok is probably going to be your main platform for brand awareness. What would you say? YouTube's better for B2B, deep insight?
Yeah. I would say that, and I think there's certain age groups that are more on TikTok and not, so
true.
Depends on your audience. I also think if you're shooting video and you're not, there's not some cross-utilization where you're using the same video and repurposing it on different ad or social platforms, you're missing the mark anyway. Mm-hmm. So yeah, should it be on TikTok? Yes, but it should also be on Reels. It should also be on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And you just need to make sure that you're shooting in a way that you can slice and dice it and get it on different platforms.
Tie it back to your website also, because it's going to play a role in SEO.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what YouTube's better for. Like, if I can tag that video, it's going to get found much more. Well, and TikTok's doing all right with that. And Reels, too. I mean, they're showing up in search a lot differently than they used to. But, I mean, YouTube is still, I mean, it's its own search engine when you think about it. People go and search on Google, and they hit the tab for video very often. Mm-hmm. I would say other than Maps is probably the most often tab used there.
I mean, it's often some of the top results are all video links.
Yeah, directly.
How does your strategy change from each kind of platform? Even though they all have the same kind of, you know, watered down TikTok on each, you know, Reels on Instagram, YouTube Shorts on YouTube.
Does your YouTube Shorts are the equivalent to the Instagram and Reels, but then that's juxtaposed against like actual full YouTube videos. I think optimizing your video that comes back to optimizing for your audience and your message. Like, think about what are you trying to convey, and can you do that in 15, 30, 60 second videos? And if not, then you need to be looking at longer form video creative.
Well, I mean, there's businesses that exist almost entirely on one of those platforms. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an Instagram especially. And then you got to look at the way that the different platforms are set up. Some of them you have PostScript above the video or the picture where you can kind of set the scene or describe the problem or describe the value add. And then sometimes, like with TikTok, like everything's there. It is the video. That's what you got. I think it's a little different. What's the message that you're trying to get across? And where do you want people to go once they watch the video? Do you just want a like and a share? Do you want them to take an action? That might dictate the platform a little bit too.
So I think something I see a lot with video creative is the cost of it. It's typically pretty expensive to have a whole team come out and record something for you versus, I mean, someone, even when you do it on your iPhone, you still have to have someone edit it at the very least, right? How do you get around that as an agency?
What I tell clients is that, to do a high-end production video, get somebody out there, get a videographer to travel out, be on scene, have, storyboard everything out, plan it. It's a big task, and so it's going to come with a cost. Maximize that cost by spending a little extra time getting extra shots, going on different, having different scenes, and having some cross utilization where you get a lot of raw footage that you can then edit for over the course of the next 6 months, 3 months, a year, and then you can get a lot of different content out of one shoot. You consolidate that time that the videographer had to put into the shoot, and you get a lot of content, and then you can pay for the editing over time. You don't have to edit all those videos. Let's say it's 36 total videos you get out of that one shoot. You don't have to come out with every one of those videos a week later. So you can spread that cost over time, and you can also save a little bit of money in the investment from, not having somebody come out two, three, four times for the shoot. Now, sometimes you've got different objectives or, some a new product or a new service, and so somebody has to come out and shoot the new video. But if you can, especially if it's a brand-focused video, interview multiple people, have people, go through multiple takes, have multiple scenes for your B-roll, and then you can use that B-roll for your next couple videos, and maybe all you got to do is work that into some new interview style video that's easier to grab. Potentially you could even do that internally, or you could do that with the iPhone, like you mentioned earlier.
Couple good tips: bring changes of clothes. Second good tip: if you do have a good, production team coming out and doing the whole professional shoot, get some really cheap, phone shots of behind the scenes. It's an easy social media post for what the business is up to. You can use, here or there, and it's just another way to maximize that day, pretty much.
Okay, so what you're saying is kind of the post-production part is a lot easier than the actual production part. So focusing all of kind of your time into making sure everyone is there, present, you have changes of costume or outfit, I suppose, and making the most of the production helps with post-production.
Yeah, make more out of the production so that you have more to work with in post-production, I think.
And also, like you were saying, have all those things lined up for the day of. Be prepared. Have the content you want to hit. Have your conversations with the production team. Make sure you know where you're shooting. The lighting is good. Like, the more that you can have prepared and planned ahead, the better that they will go.
And then kind of pulling us back to the ads side, what are kind of your staples in making video content for ads?
Yeah, it's a really different beast when you're looking at advertising videos or PPC videos, from social videos. There are best practices. Do follow the best practices. If you don't know what those are, come to our website. We'll have some content on that, some direction on that. But you're looking at 15 to 30 second long videos for most ad platforms. You need your intro, you need your outro. Your website had better be on that video the entire time. And then also just the messaging. Like, make sure you're speaking to a specific audience about a specific service or product. Make sure it's focused, because your audience doesn't know what you are covering. They need it explained to them. So try and keep it nice and tight. Aim small, miss small.
And I like to front load the value add, because a lot of those videos can be skippable. And even if you're just thumbing through the videos on, you're doom scrolling on social media, then you still, you got a couple seconds to get my attention. So if it's a really long intro, you can overproduce it to the point where nobody even sees the message because you spent 6 seconds getting into this intricate, intro that you got off of some app online, and then by the time you get through, like, your logo animating and doing everything, people are done, right? They don't have time for that. So enter quick if you're going to do an intro, and make sure that you're getting the message in quickly.
100%, yeah. Couple seconds is all you have to hook people to video.
I love like a 1 second intro, just a ding, boom, right into it. And then with the website, and so you got to look at it, you got website, or you've got, click below. And then I see a lot of times people try to cross post their videos and they forget that this is not a click below or link in bio situation, right? There's no link in bio on YouTube. So Usually not. I guess you could do like a link tree. But still, like, just remember which platform you're posting this on, and act accordingly. Some of them also allow for the links in the video, or some of them don't. I think that's important too.
Okay. I think that's all we've got time for today. But thank you for watching. Like, comment, subscribe.